You're listening to SBS News.
Wealthy countries have long shipped recycling to poorer ones. It's cheap, it helps them meet recycling targets, reduces their domestic landfill, and gives those poorer nations a source of income. But that dynamic appears to be changing. The Philippines has just shipped back tons of rubbish to Canada, and Malaysia recently sent back plastic to Spain. Malaysia's Environment Minister, Yeo Bin Ying, says thousands more tons of rubbish will soon be returned to Britain, the United States, Australia, and more.
We are compiling the list of the so-called recycling companies from this developed country, and we will send the list of names of these companies to the respective governments to take further actions against. Malaysians have a right to clean environment to live in.
But what's prompted this change of heart? In a word, China.
They chose to set limits on the contaminants that are acceptable in the recycled materials that they receive, essentially curtailing their market as a destination for international jurisdictions to improve a domestic recycling market in China.
That's Dr. Nick Florin, a research director from the Institute for Sustainable Futures at the University of Technology, Sydney. Until January 2018, China imported most of the world's plastic waste. But after concerns about contamination and pollution, it declared it would no longer buy recyclables that was not 99.5% pure.
Purity is a consideration of the quality of the material. So the materials that are of a higher purity, that have less contamination, are more valuable to manufacturers that can use them to make new products.
Often, materials that can't be recycled because of cleanliness or quality are burned illegally or dumped in landfills and waterways, creating risks to the environment and public health. It's that worry which has forced countries to act. After China's crackdown, the likes of the Philippines, Malaysia, Vietnam, Thailand, India and Poland all started importing more waste to fill the gap. But since then, each of those nations has wound back or declared their intention to wind back rubbish imports. According to the Department of the Environment and Energy, Australia exported more than 400,000 tonnes of waste just in December last year, with a value of $585 million. The top six countries to import the waste accounted for 80% of all the waste that was exported. Those countries were Vietnam, Indonesia, China, India, Malaysia, and Japan. Greenpeace Southeast Asia spokeswoman Angelica Pargo says sending waste to Southeast Asia is unsustainable.
Ever since China closed its doors to receiving trash, richer countries are looking into Southeast Asian nations to process their waste. We will not process it, so the only way to solve this in the long term is for them to reduce their own waste and their own consumption.
Dr. Florin says the current situation gives Australia an opportunity to both grow and reform its local market.
Consumers have an important role to play in terms of, you know, purchasing decisions, you know, sorting and separating materials in the homes. There's an important role for the manufacturers committing to use, you know, certain percentages of recycled content. And governments, I think, have a role in terms of setting standards and guidelines.
The federal government has pledged $100 million to establish the Australian Recycling Investment Fund, which seeks to give loans to local businesses so they can build new waste processing infrastructure. The Victorian government says it's considering making recycling an essential service, like water or energy, in a bid to tackle the state's growing recycling problem. A string of stockpile fires and site shutdowns over the past 12 months has forced some local councils to throw curbside recycling into landfill for months at a time. Victorian Environment Minister Lily D'Ambrosio says official regulation will make things run smoother.
The Essential Services Commission in Victoria can have the really important role of monitoring the market, the way it's responding to international global challenges. This is really critical here. It will also help towards diversifying the players that are in the Victorian market, and we have very few players, so that if one strikes trouble, the downstream impacts are quite significant.
While high-income countries account for around 16% of the world's population, they generate more than one-third of its waste. World Bank data estimated in 2016 the volume of plastic waste produced annually sat at around 235 million tonnes. That amount of plastic could create enough water bottles to fill 4.8 million Olympic swimming pools. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.